Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for standing by. Welcome to RADCOM's Limited Conference Call. All participants are at present in listen-only mode. Following management's formal presentation, instructions will be given for the question-and-answer session. For operator assistance during the conference, please press star zero. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded, January 12, 2016. With us on the line today are David Rippstein, RADCOM's outgoing CEO, and Yaron Ravkayi, RADCOM's incoming CEO. I would now like to hand over the call to Ms. Noga Fisher. Ms. Fisher, would you like to begin?
Yes, thank you, Noah, and thank you all for joining us for this special conference call, which is being held in light of the important news that the company released last week. With me today are RADCOM's outgoing CEO, David Rippstein, and incoming CEO, Yaron Ravkayi. During the call, David and Yaron will make introductory statements, and then we will open the line to answer your questions. Before we begin, I'd like to review the safe harbor provisions. Forward-looking statements in the conference call involve a number of risks and uncertainties, including but not limited to product demand, pricing, market acceptance, changing economic conditions, product technology development, the effect of the company's accounting policies, and other risk factors detailed in the company's SEC filings. The company does not undertake to update forward-looking statements. Now I'd like to turn the call over to David Rippstein. Go ahead, please.
Yes. Thank you, Noga, and thank you all for joining us today. Last Monday was a very exciting day for RADCOM. It was a turning point for the company and a high point for me personally in my 9 years as RADCOM's CEO. The news is that our MAVERICK was chosen by a leading North American mobile operator, which included an $18 million signed order. This is within the framework of a multi-year sales agreement with the opportunity for follow-on orders. We are limited in what we can say about the deal. According to our non-disclosure agreement, we cannot tell you the name of the customer or of our partner. We cannot give you revenue projection or a timeframe for future phases of the deal. Nevertheless, this is clearly a major achievement for RADCOM from the point of view of our financial results, our competitive positioning, and our strategy, as Yaron, our incoming CEO, will discuss in just a few minutes. For some months now, I felt that the time was right for me to move on from RADCOM after 15 years at the company, including almost 9 years as CEO. I'm proud of our accomplishment and feel privileged to have worked with such a brilliant and hardworking team. As Yaron will explain, the company's focus is now on execution of this important project and on leveraging our leadership to secure additional large customers. Yaron is the perfect CEO to lead this effort. He himself is an expert in large customer sales and project delivery, and his focus for many years has been on the North American market. I believe that his experience and talent are what RADCOM needs now to leverage our success and to reach the next stage. With that, I'd like to turn the call over to Yaron. Yaron, please.
Thanks, David, and hello, everyone. I'm glad to have this opportunity to address you directly and look forward to meeting you in person. First, I'd like to thank David for having built this great company. 2 years ago, he and his team took a hard look at the telecom market and became one of the first to call the transformation to virtualization, or NFV. This is now happening, and RADCOM is positioned to benefit. Let me spend a moment expanding on this. When carriers move to NFV, they replace all of their proprietary dedicated equipment with standard hardware and virtualize the layers of the network. This is desirable because it allows them to reduce their CapEx and OpEx significantly while increasing their flexibility and responsiveness. But when they shift to virtualization, they cannot reuse their existing service assurance stack, they must replace it with one that supports the virtualized network. RADCOM's products are the first and the best service assurance solutions for this environment. But the real beauty of the system for an operator transitioning to NFV is that our same solution is also the best for traditional networks, LTE, and voice over LTE. So service providers can buy us at any stage of their network evolution and reuse most of the investment as they move forward. We will be delivering the industry's first mega-scale implementation of an NFV solution. This strengthens our positioning in several ways. First, we have established that RADCOM is the clear technology leader in the market. This is already bringing us into new discussions with top-tier carriers. Second, we are positioned to increase our technology edge because that is what happens naturally through mega deployments. The more that we deploy our solution, the more the technology gap between us and the competition will grow. And third, we are receiving interest from ecosystem partners who want to collaborate with us because they see that we have a superior product. We expect to generate growth in 2016 from these channels. So I think you can understand why we are so excited about the company's future. As to how this will play out in our financial results, we're still building our budgets and work plans. However, I can make several comments. First of all, our backlog is now at a whole new scale than it has ever been. This leads us to project that 2016 and 2017 will both be significant growth years for RADCOM. And we will focus on securing additional anchor customers as an engine for our continued steady growth over the long term. Now that we are selling software-only products, our gross margin should remain high. As far as our expenses go, we will definitely be investing in and increasing our R&D to maintain and expand our technology edge. We will also be investing in our professional sales organization. This is crucial for taking advantage of our new positioning and securing large new customers. However, the increase in expenses will be measured compared to the significant increase in our revenues. So we believe that you will also be seeing a nice increase to the bottom line. So that's how it looks from here. This is an exciting time for RADCOM, and I'm very excited to take on the mission. With the right products, at the right time, a world-class team, the highest backlog in our history, and a huge opportunity in front of us, we're motivated and ready to deliver. With that, we're going to open the line for your questions. Operator?
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, at this time, we will begin the question and answer session. If you have a question, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. If you are using speaker equipment, kindly lift the handset before pressing the numbers. Your questions will be polled in the order they are received. Please stand by while we poll for questions. The first question is from Josh Seed of Maxim Group. Please go ahead.
Hi, everyone. First of all, congratulations on the groundbreaking award, and we're sorry to see you go, Duty. But Yaron, I'd like to ask you, coming from a North American division of a much larger company, now to being CEO of a smaller company, would you take us through your vision and why this is such an intriguing opportunity?
Sure. First of all, I think the thing that's intriguing is that we're in a position that we are the standard now for everything that's going to happen in the future of NFV evolution. It's, I think, very high in prestige area to be, and we're creating a gap, a significant gap from our competition. Now, what the vision is going to be is to capitalize on this big time and to make sure that we create a successful implementation for this mega deployment that almost goes without saying, as well as secure several additional anchor customers that are going to choose us for many reasons, but the main driver that we think in the that will compel the choice is the transformation of the market to NFV, which is going to happen over the course of the next coming years. And we're going to, it's not we're going to, we are positioned to take the best advantage of, I think, a company can take of that transformation. I personally bring a lot of expertise of how to make these things happen. I've done it before. And this is pretty much how we're going to take it forward, I would say.
Great. And on the large recent win, I understand that you're somewhat constrained in what you could share in terms of specifics, but could you give us a sense of how revenue will flow in coming quarters? Is some recurring, or is, would that be too specific?
It's too specific. I would say that as you follow us in the coming quarters, it's going to unveil itself, but there's a lot of also things that we need to compile in the plans, and I can't really go into it both from the fact that I can't disclose it and also because, you know, we really need to tighten all of our plans going forward.
Okay, I understand. And in terms of the initial order, can you quantify perhaps how large the overall opportunity is within this entire client?
It's I would say it's much larger than the initial order, okay? But I'm not going to quantify.
Okay. And last question, can you highlight who competed for this deal and remind us whether or not it was sole sourced or were there other vendors selected as well?
I need to respect our NDAs. At the end of the day, it's the client's buying process, so I can't disclose any of that.
Okay, no worries. Thank you.
The next question is from Sameer Joshi of Rodman & Renshaw. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon and good morning, guys. Congratulations, Yaron, for your appointment. And my first question is this $18 million going to be recognized all in 2016, or is it spread over several years?
I can't disclose any specifics, but you will see a big impact of this $18 million into 2016.
Okay, and so is there going to be something that we see in this the quarter ending March?
I'm not going to disclose it at this stage.
Okay. So on the other front, are you exclusive to this provider, and also are you prevented from competing for other career wins?
I'm not going to talk about this specific provider because I'm not going to go into any realm that's going to violate our NDA. I can tell you with 100% confidence we have zero restrictions on the market. We have we're going to be very aggressive. Okay.
Is there opportunity outside of United States that you're also looking at?
Yeah, we're looking globally. What I think is going to happen, we're going to attract carriers, and it doesn't matter in what region, that are starting the transition to NFV.
including carriers that also want to make investments in LTE or voice over LTE, like I stated, and will want to transition to NAV in the future, but have a strong desire to protect their investment. So with RADCOM, they invest once, okay, and then they can protect their investment as they transition gradually. Because the pace of this transition, you know, is this is new in the marketplace, so it's not clear how the market will transition.
Mm-hmm.
The term that we're using is our stack is future-proof.
Just a couple more questions. For the year 2016, just in terms of top line, we are projecting somewhere in the year of 29 to 30 million. Is that something that is achievable, or should we be adjusting that number in light of these new orders?
We're not giving projections, so I'm not going to comment on that.
Okay, so the last question relates to R&D. I know Yaron mentioned that there will be investment in R&D. Currently, it is around at the $4 million level. Should we expect it to grow at a faster pace, or will it double, or will it be like 20% growth? What do you expect over the next several years?
I'm not going to give you specifics on the budget. We're growing it. And I'll reiterate that we're growing it in a very responsible way, that you will see we're not going to take the entire sales and move it to R&D. We're planning to increase the bottom line as well.
Okay. Thanks a lot, and good luck.
Thank you.
The next question is from Josh Goldberg of G2 Investment Partners. Please go ahead.
Hey, good morning, guys. First, I guess for both of you, but I think a little bit of, for Dudi, you know, to say that this was the finest day that the company has had in your tenure, clearly, you know, this seems like an order of magnitude and an opportunity that not just is going to make RADCOM an important supplier to this customer, but it sounds like it almost is putting you in a new league. And, you know, following the company for a long time, obviously it's been hard to get Tier 1 customers, especially in North America, and to win a one like this. And it sounds at least that it's not a, and I'm not asking you to say this, but it doesn't sound like it's a dual source opportunity. It sounds like it could be much, much more significant. Can you just tell me if I'm reading that right, that the reason why it was such a great day is the ability to get penetrate a tier one in what's becoming the next growth phase in telecom, and you were the supplier chosen when, you know, many, many other companies with bigger resources had an opportunity and they chose your technology? And I have a follow-up.
So it's Yaron, you know, Dudi and I are changing hand symbols. Hi, how are you? Changing hand symbols here, but I'll take it. I would say being in a tier one, top tier environment most of my career, the award of getting chosen by a top-tier carrier is an amazing thing for a company the size with the client base of RADCOM. RADCOM had some key anchor customers which are very nice. This takes us to the next level. The amount of energy that goes into it and the amount of, at the end of the day, benefit that both a carrier gets out of it and, of course, RADCOM gets out of it is unproportional to things that we've done before. Usually, what happened in the past in the telecom market, which I'm in this market for above 16 years, is that it's a small market. and the top-tier carriers compare notes by themselves. And as they go into this type of transformations, they also sometimes encourage the innovation that is needed in the marketplace. And what's so exciting, I think, about the situation that we're now in is that we've gotten like already a proof point that we're very innovative. And because the NFV is in such an early stage, to start this journey with this huge proof point is going to, I think, change the future of RADCOM. And this is why, you know, Dudi mentioned what he mentioned, and, you know, I've taken the job, let's say.
Okay, great. And I just want to reiterate, and I've said this before, and I just want to let you, Yaron, know, as well as the people on the call, you know, we're big shareholders of the company. We definitely believe in the future, and we really wanted to thank Dudi for all he's done and what you're going to do. We are 100% in agreement to continue to go after these Tier 1 opportunities, even at the expense of possibly short-term results, which, you know, especially in the fourth quarter, you obviously were sidetracked and weren't able to grow in the fourth quarter as you hoped. In my mind, if you have to trade a difficult quarter for another Tier 1 or a difficult year for four more Tier 1s, we are 100% in agreement. Please continue success in the future.
Appreciate it, Josh. I think this is exactly our mindset, and I couldn't have said it better.
If there are any additional questions, please press star 1. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star 2. Please stand by while we poll for more questions. The next question is from George Marima. Please go ahead.
Hi, good morning, Yaron and David. I had a few questions. On the cash flow this year, I know you probably can't disclose, but is there cash up front on this deal, or how are you going to cash flow the increase in revenue in 2016-2017?
I'm not going to disclose specific numbers, and thanks for the question, but I can say that similar to the comment that I gave to the backlog, that we're going to be in a record high backlog that's unproportional to what we ever had, the same goes for the cash. So that's pretty much what I'm going to say.
Okay. And then on the sales, well, what are your sales priorities in 2016? Is it more Tier 1, or are you looking more at the lower Tier 2, Tier 3 markets, or where in the pipeline are you expecting to close deals this year? And then what does your pipeline look like in terms of early stage deals versus late stage deals?
The pipeline has everything in it. And I would say in general, pretty much spread across all the stages proportionally. I would say that the strategy of the company is to focus on generating top-tier deals while continuing to serve the market in the, you know, I'll call it traditional, but, you know, it's not a traditional market, but in the traditional way that RADCOM has done, with the focus of from when we've moved to be completely software-based, which is a huge advantage, you know, for the company. So, and the main, you know, color behind it is that we need to do both because also the traditional market will one day move to the best and great technology, maybe a little bit slower, but we will be there.
And do you think by winning this Tier 1 deal recently that the other players will move quicker than they might have otherwise? Do you get any sense of that, any more urgency to it?
I would give a personal opinion here, okay, of just being many years in the marketplace and have seen many evolutions of in the telco market. The market is going to move there, and I think as the first ones start to move, it will accelerate the move, okay, because it's an economical move to NFV, as well as, when you look at it from many, many perspectives, also look at it like from the network equipment providers, the bigger companies, I think you guys can do your research, but they will stop at a certain stage selling the traditional equipment. So that this entire market will start to roll like a snowball. Okay, and the pace will increase as time goes by. But the snowball, I would say, now started. And this is what I think will happen. Also, I hope will happen. Yeah.
Okay. The fact that you win, you kind of talked about in your prepared remarks about the actual deployment will give you more and more technology edge. Can you talk a little bit about the architecture of your product and how it fits in the whole system? Because I know there's competing architectures to do this. The fact that you won this significant and important leading deal, does that lend itself to kind of a winner-take-most kind of market environment possibly for RADCOM?
Look, now it's if I'll give an aggressive statement like this, that's our desire, okay? Now to predict that's exactly what will happen, I think it's too early. Of course, this is where I'm going to aim the company. I can tell you that without disclosing any information from, again, the customer's buying habits and things like that, I can tell you that this process, looking at it from a RADCOM perspective, made us very confident in our technology, that we really have superior technology. And I'll leave you with that.
Okay. Thank you.
There are no further questions at this time. Ms. Noga Fisher, would you like to make a concluding statement?
Yes, thank you, Yaron, and thank you, David, and thank you all for participating in this conference call. We look forward to reporting our full Q4 results on February 17th.
Thank you. This concludes the RADCOM Limited conference call. Thank you for your participation. You may go ahead and disconnect.